This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some help from my friends. It's Doug with Jen and Victoria. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. 7 after the hour, Thursday, with the latest news from Europe. Not about Brexit, but about the president of France, who pays his hairdresser $11,000 a month to cover up his bald spot. $11,000 a month.
I guess there's no point to it anymore if everybody knows the bald spot is there now.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Hashtag coiffuregate.
That's funny.
C-O-I-F-F-E-U-R-G-A-T-E. All right, so bonjour to him and them. That seems to be the news from England, or no, I'm sorry, from, well, the news from England.
But what does people. He do for $11,000 a month? Does he have a toupee?
I don't know. That's an expensive toupee. And yeah. You don't usually...
They should be gluing a hair on the head one at a time for that.
It must be very good if you have to do it every single month.
Okay. So here's... I'm going to go back into the wild. Jennifer, earlier this morning, I think I had this conversation on the air or off the air. We were talking about deep throat. And nobody knew what it was. Do you know what?
Uh-oh, did they think it was something bad?
Well,
yeah, it's a
yeah,
porno.
That was part of the Watergate investigation, wasn't it?
See, that's
well,
what
but
Victoria
it came from. Yeah, Jennifer's in the same place that you were, Kara.
The tipster.
Yeah, but that the name came from the porno reference.
See,
to the
I
film
knew it was
Deep
a porno.
Throat.
Yeah.
And you didn't know that either, Jennifer? No,
what?
You didn't know. You can tell. You didn't know there was a
the
reference
what?
To a porn flick.
Yeah, that's why I said, oh, do they think it was something bad?
Well, I guess it depends on your point of view, perhaps. Anyway, as long as we're in Europe, Theresa May is the new UK Prime Minister. What are our first impressions of her? Jennifer, I'll go around the room. What do you think of Theresa May thus far?
I don't know much about her yet, but I like what I've heard so far, so we'll see how she does.
All right. What about you, Victoria? What do you think?
I don't have an opinion yet. I mean, she just moved in yesterday, so I haven't even seen her decorating choices.
Well, that'll be very important.
Always.
Yes. All right. In other international news, the Emperor of Japan, Emperor Akihito, is thinking about stepping down because of his old age, a move that would mark the first abdication of the nation's monarch in 200 years. The fact that he's 82 years old, he thinks his age prevents him from performing his duties. What are the duties of the emperor? Remember back to World War II, it was the emperor who decided that he needed to go to war against America and the Chinese and everybody else. And so
he's kind of a figurehead at this point, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
But now that I'm thinking about my own political science knowledge, I don't know much about, I would be the first to tell you, I don't know much about Japan's government.
Me neither, yeah.
They have a prime minister, I believe, that kind of stuff. It's elected government. We
right.
put it in place after World War II. It's pretty much modeled after our system, but they don't have a president. I'm pretty sure they have a prime minister.
I think it's like the royal family in Britain. I think it's kind of along those lines.
Ceremonial.
Yeah.
In a sense.
But how cool was it to see the pictures of Theresa May doing the curtsy in front of the Queen and offering... I mean, it was kind of neat, the pomp and circumstance of it.
Yeah.
Just to answer your question, the Japanese government is a constitutional monarchy based on a parliamentary cabinet system.
It's all so that is like England then, right?
The power is all vested in the cabinet, which consists of a prime minister and not more than 17 ministers of state that are responsible for the whole place.
So wow, Jennifer. I'm impressed.
I knew that. I mean,
thank
sorry,
you.
No, I Googled it.
I know that. New York City is where Victoria is. I believe earlier this week we were talking about the size of your apartment. You have a small apartment.
It was a very short discussion.
It was a short discussion. It seemed to me you have, 700 square feet or something in your apartment?
Oh, I wish.
How big is your apartment?
Including my outdoor deck, I think I have about 500 square feet.
You're the winner. There's a new micro apartment complex opening up this weekend in New York. You've probably heard about it. 55 units, brand new building in the Kips Bay neighborhood of Manhattan. The average apartment is 260 to 300 square feet. Yeah. How in the name of heaven do you live, especially if you're with somebody?
And how much are they going to sell these for? Because I'm sure now it's in a fancy new building, and yep. this could be the new thing, tiny apartments.
It's basically, yes, these are very highly designed and highly functional indoor trailers is how I would describe it. You're living
size
in
a garage.
Indoors.
It's a garage. Size of a garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought, certainly, from Good Day. In a moment, speaking of food for thought, if you have thought about you're still not on vacation yet, you want to travel, you want to know where to go, you want to have some ideas for what's left of the summer. Isn't that awful? I'm saying what's left of the summer. It's still 2 months plus left of the summer. So maybe sharing is a good way for you to travel. I'll give you some ideas to think about in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
14 past the hour from the Helpful Harry Department. This is Helpful Mark, not Helpful Harry. Mark Murphy is a travel expert who's featured on a lot of TV programs. He's written a lot of books about travel, recognized as somebody who really knows his way around. So as we sort of really are steeped in the summer tradition here, Mark, what are the trends that you've noticed so far this year and are they likely to carry through the rest of the summer or even any? I mean, we all take time. I'm not a vacation person, but I like to travel, and it doesn't make any difference to me what time of year it is. But most people are sort of conventional, and they want to travel in the summertime, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely, Doug. And, you know, I have a little bit of help, though, because Allianz Travel Insurance does a Vacation Confidence Index survey, and it really affirms a lot of the trends that I see. So one of the big trends they saw in their Share an Economy Index is that consumers are going to be twice as likely to use, you know, the services like Airbnb and Uber and Lyft and HomeAway, and basically go around in somebody's car, stay in somebody's apartment or their house, and that's a big trend that we're seeing. It still doesn't displace the traditional channels of booking with the travel agent or supplier or online site, but it's definitely growing and getting more and more accepted in the marketplace.
All right, you said Airbnb and Uber. What was the third?
HomeAway. HomeAway is another one. Lyft.
What is that? What's HomeAway? I don't know.
HomeAway is like vacation rentals. So there's all sorts of different vacation rentals, and it's
basically, so is it like Airbnb for the Cape, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, more so that, you know, and you'll even see on sites like Booking.com, you'll see people renting apartments in New York City. So all of these services have expanded to accommodate the sharing economy.
It's interesting. We were just talking. You may have heard me while you were waiting to go on the air about these new little apartments in New York City. Did you hear me talking about that? They're like 300 square feet.
Yeah, like a size of a hotel room, but you're living in it 24/7.
Right,
yeah, you know
exactly.
What? Just go travel. Book hotels. It'll be easier. And,
you know,
some of the interesting things that I think you're going to find in terms of just what people are thinking about, you know, the fear of terrorism is definitely a concern for more than half of Americans. But the interesting thing is only about 25% of people this year will say that they're not going to travel due to that. So even though more are concerned about it, it's really not affecting people as much as you thought. And people are able to travel, but, for instance, instead of going to Istanbul, where I was last year, people are avoiding Istanbul. Their numbers are way down, and now they're going to other places that are perceived as more safe. And that's the reality. I'll tell you another thing that's interesting, Paris. Travel to Paris this year is up over last year for Americans, despite what happened in November.
Is it? That's interesting.
Yep.
I read something about the Boeing comments at the air show in England this week. They're not building as many big planes as they were because there seems to be a slowdown in international travel. So more people are staying here. They're building tons of the single-aisle smaller planes, but not as many of the bigger planes. And that seems to me to be a reflection on whether people want to go overseas. For example, when I say overseas, we oftentimes think about going to Europe, but going to South America, to Brazil. Is that a bust going down for the...
You know, it's too bad for Brazil, but unfortunately, because of the Zika virus, 70% of Americans are going to avoid Brazil. That's just the nature of the beast. And one of the things people have to think about when they travel, something like Zika comes up, if you don't have travel insurance and you're concerned about going to an area and there's not, like, a big ruling on it, if you don't have cancel for any reason travel insurance, you're going to get stuck with that and eat that cost, or you're going to go to the place that you're concerned about going to. So one of my big travel tips is always use a travel agent, always buy travel insurance, protect your trips, because one of the things that we see in terms of the trends in the survey is that Americans are going to spend 11% more this year in travel. So they're spending more, they're going more places, and the one thing I would say about Boeing is Boeing is talking about the short-haul aircraft. Keep in mind, that short-haul aircraft gets intra-Asia, which is a huge market, intra-European with the low-cost carriers. So it's not indicative of, really, I don't believe, less travel. I think they're looking at ways that they're going to be more profitable, selling to the airlines, and airlines are really focused on that. And they've also been adding a lot of capacity. And as they add more capacity, what happens? More planes. Demand doesn't keep up. All of a sudden, the airlines have to drop their prices, affects their yields, and guess what? We've seen this cycle over and over and over again.
Yep, the airlines are notorious for this. I didn't mean to imply that people weren't the idea of building planes. I think you're right. As a matter of fact, there was an order at this air show for Air Asia, I think, or something for 200 737s, which is the smaller plane. But it suggests that people are traveling within their countries rather than going overseas. But I think that, frankly, I love to go overseas. I think it's a great time to do it because there might not be as many people and the prices are not as crazy as they are oftentimes.
Hey, you just nailed it on the head. With the dollar strengthening, the entire world is on sale. People should definitely consider travel. And if you want to know more about some of the trends that are going on, go check out AllianceTravelInsurance.com. That will give you the information and a lot more that we can get into a 5 or 6 minute interview. And I think people would really enjoy the information.
Allianz Travel Insurance. There's the place to go. Mark Murphy, thank you for the update and the information. Very helpful for the summer traveler. Here, 21 after the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves, and everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
You're going to have to follow along a little more carefully than normal here. This is a story and a half. It has a lot of twists and turns in it. Let me see if I can get the story right. This is Rihanna singing. Am I correct so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got one out of three portions of the story correct so far. Rihanna has a new song, and the song is called This Is What You Came For, right? Written by somebody named Niels, Schloberg? Schloberg.
Something like
we'll
that.
We'll just say yes.
Schloberg, yeah. And so Calvin Harris produced this song, did he not?
Yes.
All right, Calvin Harris used to be Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Am I on solid ground
so
far?
You're batting a thousand. Yeah.
All right, so this is Rihanna singing a song produced by Calvin Harris, who used to be Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Now it turns out that Niels Schloberg is actually Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
She chose the pseudonym so she could remain anonymous. However, as we all know, there's no such thing as a secret in Hollywood or any place else. So yesterday, TMZ outed Ms. Swift as the writer, and after that, Calvin Harris proved that he actually is like 13 years old. He couldn't stop himself from writing things like, "This is so hurtful to me." That she
but
and her team.
He's implying that it was someone in like Taylor's camp who released the fact to make him look bad, because how it does look pretty bad.
Well,
it's your ex-girlfriend that wrote this song.
I think the big deal more so is that after, because she had a pseudonym last year, he did an interview where he said that he didn't think that they would ever work together, and they had never worked together, and that was apparently like the demise of their relationship this year.
That was the reason?
Well, that's what people are saying, that she was upset that he had said they wouldn't work together, and whether that's true or not.
They already had, yeah. He basically lied about it.
Yeah, but the thing is I think he's angry because she was under a pseudonym, so he was just kind of going with that, saying that they hadn't worked together. Who knows?
And I'm sure just to protect her wishes, not to protect his own career, right?
Of course.
He said, I figure if you're happy in your new relationship, you ought to focus on that instead of trying to tear down your ex-best friend.
Boyfriend.
Something to do. Boyfriend, whatever. Yeah. I know that you're off tour and you need someone new to try and bury, like Katy Perry, but I'm not that guy. Sorry, I won't allow it. Please focus on the positive aspects of your life because you've earned a great one. God bless everyone. Have a beautiful day. Okay. Katy Perry is the bad guy in the Taylor Swift song Bad Blood.
Yes.
So what is this? I'm beginning to get a different picture of Taylor Swift, and it isn't so...
It gets old after a while, right? Yeah. Like, I really like Taylor Swift, but it's like these feuds, the friends, the lots of boyfriends. After a while, I mean, when you're starting to go on the downward climb to 30, it starts to seem like it's a little juvenile.
Yes, I would agree with that completely.
Maybe she's a little spoiled. Maybe she's not really who everybody thought she was.
That's true. And I think people are starting to see that. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye are coming after her next. So there's going to be another layer of this next week after the new episode of Kardashian.
She made $173 million last year.
Yeah.
So she can probably fly away, and unless she's her person, I won't let her do that. Maybe you ought to just enjoy what you got, as was suggested by her former boyfriend. That was a pretty good suggestion. He came out of that looking fairly well, I thought. Anyway, speaking of looking fairly well, last night on the late night shows, let's have a run through here for a moment. Conan O'Brien joking about a restaurant in China.
This is weird. A restaurant in China forces customers to solve complex math problems before they can order their meal. The restaurant has no plans to expand to the United States.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'd be starving on this show.
Will you stop making fun of my math?
It's not yours. I admit it's me. It's not you.
Listen. All right, Stephen Colbert joking about...
I'm no
about
Stephen Hawking when it comes to math.
All right. Colbert joking about what a Canadian group did at the All-Star Game.
Every year at the All-Star Game, in addition to the Star-Spangled Banner, they also sing "O Canada" so the Toronto Blue Jays don't get their feelings hurt. And this year, it was sung by a Canadian group called the Tenors. Look.
We're all brothers and sisters. All lives matter to the great.
Yes, one of the tenors changed the Canadian national anthem to include the phrase "All lives matter," and it really upset the four people at the game who knew the lyrics to "O Canada."
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, much as with humans, too many calories and a lack of exercise can spell trouble for our pets. Unfortunately, it appears many people have a difficult time acknowledging that their dog or cat is overweight. According to a nationwide survey, while only 22% of guardians surveyed believe their dog is overweight, the Association for Pet Obesity reports that a staggering 53% of dogs are actually overweight or obese. This perception gap may be a key factor in what they consider to be an epidemic in pet obesity. I've been seeing it for years and years and years. You know, pet obesity affects our pets the same way as being obese affects people. Arthritis, diabetes, joint problems, and many other problems as well. That's why it's really critical. You know, pets don't gain weight by themselves unless there's something medically wrong. We're in charge of their feeding. So if your pet is overweight, chances are you're feeding him too many calories and he's not getting enough exercise. Try several small meals throughout the day, a little pet aerobics, and you'll both be in good shape in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helped.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis. analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Killen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I actually today am looking out over Salt Lake City, Utah, as the sun comes up here, looking at the beautiful lights. I can see the Salt Lake way off there. Can look 100 miles to the mountains. I'm in the studios of my pal, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and it is a magnificent place up on these mountains. Ever been to Salt Lake? Any of you all, you've all been to Salt Lake, right?
No, sure. Never. Yeah, I was in a Mormon wedding in Salt Lake, and what's really bizarre about being in a Mormon wedding when you are not Mormon yourself is that you actually have to buy the dress and make the trip, and then you sit in the parking lot while everybody else goes into the temple.
Really?
It's very strange.
Wow. That is strange.
Ooh. Yeah, but it's a beautiful place.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of strange, a fisherman attempting to catch squid for bait off Capitola, California, which is a beach community. Jennifer,
by Santa, like by Monterey, sort of.
Oh, is there? Okay, it's up there. Okay. So the fisherman became targeted by an aggressive, fired-up great white shark, which, instead of going after him, went after his boat. This looks like a scene out of a Future
like
Imagination.
Seen.
Those of you who saw Jaws or any of those things. This guy, the fisherman's name is Mark Davis. You can see if you just Google Mark Davis, you'll come up with a talk show host in Dallas, or you'll come up with this guy. The boat is a fiberglass boat, and there's a huge hole out of the side of his boat.
Jesus.
The shark went right through, ripped a hole in it. He said he's had sharks come to his boat, but not this size. This is a 15-foot shark. Huge. He said, I'd never seen anything like it in the water, and I've seen a lot of fish. There have been a lot of these great white shark attacks this summer because the water's warmer, or they're moving around, or whatever it is. But you look at the teeth marks on the side of the boat near the bow. This is something you wouldn't want to mess with. He wasn't hurt in this, but it seems to have shaken him up. Duh, really?
Yeah. I'll do
it. He said it was a full-on slam attack. He came at the boat, hit the boat. This sounds like also, what is that movie about Moby Dick that was out this year? The story of Moby Dick. Moby Dick. Remember that? The whale basically destroys the ship. Some of these things, we have no idea how big some of the creatures are in the ocean. We really don't.
Yeah.
And we trifle with them sometimes out of ignorance. There's some really big things in the ocean. And
you can be sure that's one thing I would never do, Decky.
What?
Rest your head. I would never be ignorant enough to trifle with any of the big creatures in the ocean. Are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah. Some people are. Oh. They think it. I mean, I guess there's a difference. When you go out to the whale, most of the, you go to the Baja, for example, right now, and there's also places off the coast of New England, and I think off the Delmarva, where you can see they have the white whale or the whale boats and the sightings, and you go out off of Provincetown, and you go, oh, Martha, look out there, look at that, beautiful, huge white whale. Well, the white whale could get ticked off and come over and turn you on your and knock you on your ear if it decided to do that. We think those things are beautiful, and they are.
Until you're right next to one in the water, or close enough. Yeah, I love watching Shark Week, and last year they did a big diving with great whites in South Africa, which I think is where the biggest ones are. And one was 20 feet long. They measured it, and 4 feet wide or high if you were looking at it from the side. So just
that's
out of curiosity,
than those New York apartments.
No kidding, Jen. I stupidly got my tape measure out and laid across. It's the entire length of my living room, 20 feet long. That shark would literally take up my whole living room. And then when you see it like that to scale, then it's really scary.
Yep, pretty scary stuff. All right, Jennifer, I know that you're hot onto the trail of Tom Brady.
Yes,
we
always.
We've seen the end of...
Are you stalking him?
Always.
That's not how he makes it sound.
That's right.
So, anyway, yesterday, the suspension appeal that the Patriots had put before the Federal Appeals Court was rejected. You don't remember this? Come on, you remember this from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Deflategate.
He was fiddling with the...
much
air there was in the football.
right.
And Brady said, it wasn't me. The NFL said, yes, it was. So
truly, I'm not a huge Patriots fan. The reason I have renewed my love for Tom Brady and for Rob Gronkowski is I had them on my fantasy team last year, and they actually did me pretty well. So,
really?
You know, I give them love for that because they gave me some personal game. But in this story specifically, I mean, pitchers, quarterbacks, you go to any sport and there are a series of things that people do to make throwing a ball more comfortable for them. And I don't necessarily know that this is like some big shocking, you know, oh my gosh, there was a little bit of air taken out of the balls. I mean, what I don't understand is why the NFL itself doesn't supply the balls for the teams
right,
to use in
exactly.
the game. Why the teams do it. I mean, it just seems like it's a no-brainer here.
You're suggesting
here, and it
the NFL
like
has
time.
No balls? Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm also saying that the Patriots did something, and I think I've told you, but I'll tell you again. The Patriots did something really interesting to avoid the fees that are being thrown at Tom Brady from the NFL. Instead of renewing his contract for the bazillion millions of dollars that he gets paid. They renewed his contract for $1 million, and then they gave him like a $30 million signing bonus. So he got all of his money up front, and the only thing that the NFL will be able to get their hands on is his $1 million a year salary.
You're very crafty.
Pretty smart, right?
Yeah. All right, speaking of smart, how many people think Ashley Madison trying to recreate themselves is a smart move? Raise your hand, please.
Womp, womp. Not going to go well for them.
Okay, so if you don't know about Ashley, who doesn't know about Ashley Madison? Should I explain, or does everybody know about
Ashley
Madison?
Explain, just in case.
Okay. This is a moderately controversial online dating service. Is that okay so far?
Moderately controversial. Yes, so far so good.
What they try to do at Ashley Madison is hook you up if you're married. It's a dating site so you can cheat, be unfaithful to your wife or your husband. And now it seems that the hackers got into it, and the hackers had a field day, and so a lot of people who were in the Ashley Madison list or lineup got outed, and that didn't do them a whole lot of good. They've taken away, but they're trying to recreate themselves. So they dumped the old tagline, "Life is short, have an affair." It's been replaced with a different pitch, "Find your moment."
And a divorce attorney.
Yeah.
What does "find your moment" even mean?
Right.
It's a lousy, somebody's out to lunch. That's a terrible slogan. It means nothing. I mean, the old one, "Life is short, have an affair," it meant something.
This company, though, is just struggling to stay alive, and the only reason they do is because of the curiosity seekers. I mean, in full disclosure, I was a member, because I didn't pay for anything, but I went on Ashley Madison when we had that jerky CEO
guy on, so I could see what it was like,
and I know Roberta, who was a co-host at the time, went on, and she went way far into it. I mean, I didn't want to fill out a profile, because I didn't want anybody to see me.
There's a reason for that.
But there's But there's a curiosity factor, I think, where people go, okay, what really goes on here? But you can't tell me that, I don't know. I mean, chance encounters, there are places that you can go for that that's not Ashley Madison. I think the only reason they're still in business is because of the shock factor where people go and just go, let me check it out. How are they really making any money?
Yeah, that's true. Who's paying for it? Well, I guess the men are paying for it, right? And the women can sign up for free.
One of the big complaints is that a lot of men had signed up for it, and there were no women that had signed up for it. Duh.
Right, right.
And so they were getting hit on by these bots.
Women don't want to cheat on their husbands, but their husbands want to cheat on their wives.
Women want to cheat on their husbands, but I think women do it maybe more the old-fashioned way, where you meet someone and you go, oh, okay, maybe
usually it's a coworker or somebody at the office.
Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Here's the update on Ashley Madison for those of you who care. In the meantime, Jennifer is really very eager to tell you what's on television tonight. And because she got short shrift with that yesterday, I'm going to give her lots of time.
I know. I didn't get to tell you about the ESPYs, and now it's too late.
Well, no, it isn't, because the ESPYs had a big message last night. The four basketball players who started the show saying Black Lives Matter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I changed my review of it. All lives matter, and all life matters. But we can get into that in a moment. It's
that means 44. You're a racist, Dougie.
Of course I am, yes. 44 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Summertime is here, and Allstate is out with its annual Best Drivers Report and an important warning for the summer travel season. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, July 4th continues to be the deadliest day on the road, with both July and August having a high number of crash deaths. Glenn Shapiro, Executive Vice President of Claims at Allstate.
Roadway fatalities are at their highest point in nearly a decade. Our Best Drivers Report looks at collision trends from across the country with a goal of raising the public discussion on safe driving.
So when it comes to best drivers, who takes the top spot among the largest 200 cities in America?
This year, for the first time, Brownsville, Texas is the safest driving city in America. And they were followed by Kansas City, Kansas, and Madison, Wisconsin. Allstate wants to congratulate all of these safe driving cities and encourage everybody to drive safely, which means keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead of you. Avoid distractions in your vehicle, and of course, never drink and drive.
To find out how your city ranks, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so in the world of television, in the summertime, the living is easy and the TV is sleazy. I'm not sure that holds for all of it, but it's a lot of crappy. And please remind me to stop using that word. There's a lot of cruddy stuff. Is cruddy
better?
Well,
that makes it better. No.
What was the first word that you were using?
Crappy and then...
I think cruddy sounds worse than crappy.
Yeah, they both they show a lack of intelligence on my part. Awful, maybe, is the better word to use. Television this summer season, from what I can gather, is not good. So, having said that, the ESPYs on last night, and a lot of people thought there was a certain amount of drama connected to the basketball players that went out on the stage and said, you know, this is how we feel, of Black Lives stuff. And so you're going to see a lot of that, and it's okay. But what I would like to see is more people on both sides just saying all lives matter. And then actually when I was earlier on it, Jennifer, I got off on a tangent about lives. I'm talking about animals. There's some great stories actually this week about rescue dogs and therapy dogs going to Dallas to work with the families of those who are affected by the shootout there, the police, et cetera, et cetera. And so those lives matter too. Lives, all life, in my estimation, my spiritual value suggests to me that all life is important and ought to be recognized and valued. So, all right, having said that, any surprises at the ESPYs last night other than that? I didn't.
No, you know, I watched the beginning and I was a little, so I saw the Black Lives Matter thing, which I thought was, it was controversial for sure. Mostly because they mentioned Trayvon Martin, who was not even killed by a police officer. They mentioned Michael Brown, who was, you know, not, I mean, a lot of the victims that they mentioned were not actually victims at all after investigations, or maybe even not even victims of police shootings. But then they had John Cena come out and try to be funny, and it's sad because I really like John Cena, but the audience was not laughing at his jokes at all. It was like a weird
He's not
level.
A host. He's an
he
actor.
Was great. I thought he was fine. I thought he did a good job. It was like the audience was just like...
They're trying to make him to be another Rock, and he's not. He doesn't have the charisma that Rock... He may have the body... He was pretty good.
I mean, I felt like this level of discomfort for him, because I mean, there were some jokes that weren't great, but I'd say I'd give him like an 80% out of 100, and the audience was just really tough on him, and it was like, it was one of those things where it's sort of uncomfortable to watch, but you can't turn away.
So
I only saw that in the first award, but it's just interesting that it's being held on broadcast TV now when it's the ESPYs. Mm-hmm. I feel like it should be stored on ESPN.
All right, what's on
tonight on TV? Bones. Fox drama continues its summer run, and this is your last chance to catch up. So, Bones, if you're a fan of the show, Fox, 8 o'clock tonight. Also on the USA Network, a show called Queen of the South. This is Teresa's first solo drug run. It goes fatally wrong. If you want to see what happens after that, you can check it out on USA. And then for you sex, drugs, and rock and roll lovers, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll on FX.
Such a funny show. Oh, my God, I love that show. Dennis Leary,
Leary, John Corbett. It's a great cast, and it's on FX at 10 o'clock Eastern tonight.
That's it? That's all you got?
You get three. You get three highlights every day, Debbie. I don't want to overwhelm you.
Three. All right, thank you. 10 minutes for the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website is moneyanswers.com. He has the answer to a very important question that you are asking yourself, you've been asking yourself, but especially since the Brexit vote, maybe we need to focus in on what's happening with treasuries in, I mean, my lifetime and your lifetime, Jordan. I'm guessing we haven't seen anything that was any rockier than this. We've seen rocky times for sure, but this is one for the record books.
It is, Doug, really. We have the lowest interest rates ever in modern times, basically. This last week, the 10-year U.S. Treasury went down to 1.3%. The 20-year Japanese Treasury went to minus 1%.
How do you do that?
20 years. No, you're going to lose money for 20 years. That's just really, really crazy. So interest rates have been plummeting around the world since the Brexit vote. To me, it's really a sign of deflation. Prices falling, the world getting slower, and I think it's going to continue to have incredibly low interest rates, not only on long-term treasuries, things like the 10-year treasury, but short-term stuff, bank accounts, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, zero. And you're going to continue to get zero as far as the eye can see, basically.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, in this environment, when you're not getting anything out of your saving account, your money funds, CDs, all of this stuff is a problem. There is an investment for an investor who wants to earn a decent yield. This is really quite phenomenal. The commercial real estate income funds. Explain, please.
Correct. So the Yeah, commercial real estate income fund is a way of earning a very secure 8% yield over 1 year. You get monthly checks, which you can either take if you like. If you want to reinvest them, put them back into the fund, you know, that works fine as well. Your listeners can find out about these things at a kind of educational website, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. There's also a phone number, 888-444-2102. So this is what they do, Doug. These commercial real estate income funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing properties, build new ones, somehow adding value to existing commercial properties. Could be like a shopping center, could be an apartment building, assisted living, some kind of commercial property one way or the other. Now, unlike the stock market, which has been wildly volatile, plunging and soaring, you know, in the last week or so here, real estate does not fluctuate in value hardly at all. So your holdings of the fund really do not go up or down at all. The minimum to hold these things is 18 months. After that, you can get your money out, you know, whenever you like. And you can keep your money in as long as 10 years. Another thing about this, you can do this inside an individual retirement, an IRA, whether a Roth or traditional, and you can do it outside an IRA, so you can do it both ways. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I think a lot of people are looking for. They don't want to be in this wild roller coaster here, and getting 8% instead of zero is a pretty good deal.
When we started talking about this, one of the first calls that I got, first questions, is there a minimum investment? Is there, do you put $100, $1,000, $10,000? What's required if, in fact, you decide you want to have this secure 8% investment?
The minimum is $25,000, because, you know, there's a lot of paperwork involved in doing it, but it's $25,000. But unlike other things, there are no fees or commissions whatsoever. So the way it works is the managers of the fund have such confidence they're going to do well that they only get paid after you get your 8% as an investor. So the management fees are kind of on top of which is what I call the preference yield. You get it first. And there are no commissions. You know, if you go get an annuity or an insurance policy or a mutual fund or something, a broker's going to charge you a commission of some kind. And say you have a mutual fund, they're going to do an annual management fee. So even if the fund does badly, you pay them to lose your money. That's not a particularly good deal.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly.
No commissions or annual management fees of any kind, which means that 100% of what you invest gets invested in the fund. So right from there, you're off to a good start.
But speaking of percentages, only 70% of the required investment comes from the investors. The value of the property, 70%, you're lending money, or these people are sending money to these developers after they have an appraisal, and it's only 70% of the total value, right?
That's like a safety, what I call the equity cushion. That's correct.
Yeah,
so
right.
The chance of it going down is almost nil when you've got that kind of a safety cushion there, yes.
All right.
And on top of that, you also get a quarterly profit sharing as well. So it's 8% is the basic. You probably will get a little bit more than that as well.
Commercial Real Estate Income Funds. .com, plural, Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com, or call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. Our thanks to Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website again is moneyanswers.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.